Silicon Valley titans have donated $7.5 million to Black Lives Matter co-founder Biolana Mastrangelo on April 26, 2021. Twitter, Facebook, and Netflix moguls have reportedly donated more than $7.5 million to nonprofits controlled by Marxist Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cuncullers, who has helped them lobby to control the internet via net neutrality, while the tech giants censor her online critics. Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, and the wife of Netflix's billionaire CEO Reed Hastings, Patricia Ann Quillen, all donated generously to a PAC and charities controlled by Cuncullers, according to a report by the New York Post. Moskovitz and his wife Carrie Tuna contributed more than $5.5 million to Cuncullers groups through their Open Philanthropy and Good Ventures nonprofits between 2017 and 2020. While Moskovitz left Facebook in 2008, he still has a 2% stake in the company, which accounts for nearly $20 billion of his net worth, according to a report by Forbes. Dorsey donated $1.5 million in 2020 through his hashtag Start Small Philanthropy initiative to Black Lives Matter and M4BL, a coalition of anti-capitalist activist groups founded by Cuncullers. The report added that some of the Twitter CEO's donations were made in connection with the Clara Lionel Foundation, a charity founded by singer Rihanna. That same year, Quillen donated $250,000 to Reform LA Jails, a California state PAC chaired by Cuncullers. One year earlier, Reform Law Jails had given out more than a quarter of its budget, $346,558, to companies controlled by Cuncullers and her wife, Janaya Khan, as well as to writer Asha Bandala and rapper Damon Turner, her son's father, the New York Post reports. The largest payment, $173,558, went to Bandala, who co-wrote Cuncullers' 2018 memoir, When They Call You a Terrorist, which also features a foreword by radical Marxist Angela Davis. The PAC also paid $63,500 to Turner through Trap Heels LLC, an LA-based entertainment and clothing company he controls. The report added that most of the money went to campaign consultants, with $11,000 going to information technology costs, internet, email. In 2019, the PAC chaired by Cuncullers had also paid Janaya and Patrice Consulting, a company controlled by Cuncullers and Janaya Khan, $110,000 as campaign consultants, according to filings. It also paid Dignity and Power Now, a nonprofit started by Cuncullers, $10,000 for polling and survey research. The report added that while PACs are not allowed to be used for personal expenses, there are no rules prohibiting officers of a California PAC from paying themselves or family members for consulting services. In addition to donations, the tech giants have also censored stories about Cuncullers and Black Lives Matter. Earlier this month, Twitter reportedly censored sports journalist Jason Whitlock over his criticism of Cuncullers' purchase of a $1.4 million home in Los Angeles. A Twitter spokesperson told the New York Post that Whitlock's tweet violated the Twitter rules on private information, and the account owner was required to delete the violative tweet. Meanwhile, Facebook blocked its users from linking to a New York Post story about Cuncullers' recent $3.2 million in real estate purchases. While the story was based on public records, Facebook said it violated the platform's privacy and personal information policy. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at Alana, and on Instagram.